Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fantasy Football Fools podcast. We're back at you again. Got Eliseo here, got Brandon. My name's Jesse. How are you guys faring after week 14?
Pretty good over here. Playoffs are going to be great. How about you guys? How are you looking in our league?
I'm just happy that I was able to gift you the playoffs.
You can have a piece of the championship, potentially.
Yeah, I should have picked up Burrow. I've had quarterback trouble all year, and it didn't stop today or last week. So,
well, so have I, but I had Burrow, and I had quarterback trouble. And then I dropped him, and then I still have quarterback trouble.
Yeah, we'll talk
Baker Mayfield, is not coming through.
We'll talk about all the crazy quarterback play today, and this year has definitely been weird when it comes to quarterbacks. But we'll get there. First off, we have to go over the good, the bad. It's not good. It's just all really bad. It's the bad and the ugly and the... Okay, I'm just kidding.
Find the drop.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No?
Where is it? Where is it?
Son of a... That's going to leave a mark.
Supposed to get better as the weeks go along.
Hey, look. I pressed it twice and it didn't go off. So I don't know what the heck was going on. That's technical difficulties.
It's definitely better when you don't try to hide it and just like do it. You know, we know what you're doing. Just do it. You don't have to... Because when you're like trying to make it seem smoother, it takes longer.
We'll have our producer take care of that before we release it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Derek Carr, hand fracture and concussion, because one injury wasn't enough. He decided he wanted to, like, leap people and do some crazy stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why he did that. Yeah, I don't know why he decided to, like, go airborne, because he's... What is he doing? Like, he's not even the best runner. I don't know why he's jumping up in the air.
Yeah, seems like he'll probably be out for the season. The Saints aren't going anywhere anyways. Looked pretty bad. So, yeah, he might have a fractured hand or wrist or something. I think on his throwing arm, too, so I can't imagine.
No, it's not on his throwing arm.
It's his non-throwing arm.
Yeah.
Still can't imagine him playing with that, certainly. But, again, not a guy. We've gone through, just the three of us, probably 10, 12 quarterbacks this season. I don't think but one time any of us have started Derek Carr. So, not a big fantasy loss, certainly.
Aiden O'Connell, bone bruise on the knee. Another one that I don't think anyone's had this season and no one's looking to have.
That one sucks because that was a really bad penalty that didn't even get called. Did you guys see that?
He
was scrambling towards the sideline, threw the ball. He actually got rid of the ball, took like three steps. And then he got pushed in the back and fell, and that's when he hurt his knee. And it could have been worse. He actually got carted off with an air cast and stuff, so I think they thought it was worse. Luckily, it was just a bruise, but it was like a really late hit. And it wasn't even like a crazy hit, but it was enough because he wasn't expecting it, and he was still like running, you know? So it was enough force to, knock him down or whatever. Obviously hurt him, but yeah, that sucks because it's like the league is all about protecting people and then they miss a really obvious call like that. That could have been much worse.
Kenneth Walker was ruled out Thursday, something like that. I did not pick up. You didn't have Charbonnet already, right? You picked him up.
I picked him up this week, yeah.
Yeah, no, so, I looked and I was like, oh, Brandon already has him. I'm screwed.
I got him, yeah, pretty quickly, I think.
So I'm pretty quick with that too. I was not. And if I would have played him, I would have won my week and you might have lost. I don't know. Cause that's 31 points that you wouldn't have had. Whoever you would have played obviously would have made the difference. But that's what you do. You look back and you say, woulda, shoulda, coulda. But you gotta be quick on those waiver wire pickups. We don't know about Kenneth Walker this week.
Don't know. Yeah, didn't practice today. As a Charbonnet owner, I'm hoping he's out another week. because I think the 3 or 4 weeks Walker's been out, Charbonnet's been awesome, like a top 5 or 10 running back each and every week. So he's kind of an absolute must start if Ken Walker's out. He's been outstanding and obviously a huge week for people in the playoffs and you know, if they've started this week. So Charbonnet must start if Ken Walker is out.
Bucky Irving left, I think, right before halftime. Back issues. Again, we're not sure about him this week moving forward. Depends on how his back feels.
Yeah, he was banged up coming in. He had an injury, and then, yeah, it didn't last too long. Obviously, a big injury there because he's been someone that's been really productive the last few weeks that we've talked about it on this podcast. Only put up 1 point this week. Came out with a back injury. Rashad White had a good day as a replacement. Sean Tucker got some extra carries as well. Bucky Irving, someone to watch. But again, he might be somebody that they, you know, hold off a little bit just to make sure that he's healthy. Back injuries, you know, those things can be super painful, hard to play through. One hit could ignite it again. So, keep an eye moving forward on Bucky Irving. But Rashad White and Sean Tucker, the guys that'll get more work if Bucky doesn't play this week.
This one was tough, man. Jonathan Brooks obviously had a torn ACL at the end of his college career, dropped in the draft, got drafted, and they kind of eased him back in since week 11. And I think they're giving him a little bit more work this week, and he re-tore his ACL. That has got to be mentally, physically, obviously it hurts, mentally just like devastating. You re-tear the same injury and go back to square one.
Yeah, kind of done all that work to get back on the field, and then you have to deal with that injury. And now it probably puts him out through all of next year, too, at this point, right? Usually those take about a year. So we're already late in the season this year. So, yeah, he's probably going to miss his first, almost the entirety of his first two seasons. What that does mean is Chuba Hubbard, again, another good running back who's been a force while he's, you know, while Brooks was on his way back. But now Chuba Hubbard should have a big role next year as well. They already signed it to an extension. So, he should have a big role not only this year moving forward, but into 2025 as well.
Breece Hall, another one that was ruled out. I don't have an update. Do you have an update on Breece Hall?
Still hasn't practiced. Yeah, I'm not sure. And again, their Jets are, 3-9 or something at this point anyways. They're not playing for much. He's got a knee. It's a knee that's bothering him. So, I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't come back. They say they're not shutting him down, but again, there's really no reason for him to play. God forbid something happened again, and he should be a big piece of their offense next year, you know, regardless of who's at quarterback. But I'd be surprised to see him play this season at some point.
Isaac Guerrero, everyone picked him up. Everyone played him. He did well for you, but then he got a foot sprain. Could play, could not play.
That's the Thursday game too, right? So I don't know if he...
Thursday night, yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, so probably not. Also, like, that's that 49er curse. How else do you explain that? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a curse and a blessing, right? They all get hurt, but then whoever comes in just does well. So, like, now it's next man up. I think Patrick Taylor will get some work. We'll see if Guerrero doesn't play. But, yeah, again, Thursday night, so you're probably not getting Guerrero, but... certainly keep an eye on that to see who the next guy is that's going to probably score another touchdown this week.
George Pickens, grade 2 hamstring strain, likely not playing this week. He was out this past week also.
Yeah, didn't play this week. Probably going to be careful with him. They're going to be a team that has, you know, big ideas in the playoffs. So I think they're going to be they're in no matter what. So I think, yeah, they'll make sure that he's back healthy. We've seen these hamstrings take 3-4 weeks for some guys. Yeah. Guys like Nico Collins and things had the hamstring. So I could see them being really careful with him, knowing that they're going to need him in the playoffs in a few weeks.
Ladd McConkey, shoulders, knees, and toes. No, shoulder and knee injury. He did play, right? Or did he not play? No, he didn't play. He didn't play. We'll see what happens this week, but they didn't look very good with him not playing. So I would assume that they would try to get him on the field.
Yeah. He's their number one guy. They certainly need him. It hurts in the passing game without him. He's just kind of their dependable third down, move the chains. He's always open kind of guy. Definitely hurt the passing game with Herbert without him this week. So he was definitely questionable last week. So I would look for him to play this week in their next matchup.
And then Will Tisley, shoulder damage, will miss several weeks, possibly the entire rest of their season. So pivot to tight end, on that one. That's it. Anything I missed? Was there any sideline injuries? I didn't see any this week.
A ref did get taken out. A ref got taken out again, but he wasn't one of the older ones, so he got up, and you know, he was, as far as I know, he got up, but he definitely, I saw one get taken out again.
LSAO, our ref watch.
I love that. That's your alley for sure.
Let's talk about these guys. They were really good this week.
Oh wow.
All right, let's start at quarterback here. Number one quarterback of the week. There we go. Josh Allen, still at the top. 58 fantasy points, 342 yards, 3 touchdowns. Oh, wait, 3 more rushing touchdowns, 82 rushing yards. Insanity for Josh Allen.
All of that in a loss, too. They still lost to the Rams. But yeah, that was a fun game. Josh Allen, I think, is probably like the one guy I'm afraid of most in fantasy, like, because he can do this at any point, right? He's the one guy that scares me more than any other player when it's on the opposing team. Yeah, incredible performance. I think I saw that was like the best quarterback performance of all time, fantasy-wise. It's the most points anybody's ever had. 58 is insane. Yeah, just a monster performance. Hopefully he doesn't do that the rest of the season, because I don't think I own him in any league. So I'm definitely afraid of him for sure.
That's 58 fantasy points in our standard league. That's not PPR. Well, I guess he wouldn't get PPR anyway. So
right, but 6-point passing touchdowns, but we do take some off for sacks. So it's pretty close, upper 50s in most.
Is that the highest single player score that we've ever seen, like, in our league? Because what was the other highest was you, Brandon? Well,
Jamar Chase had it earlier this year.
But he was in the 40s, though. He was like 40-something, I think. I don't think he went into the 50s. But remember years ago, Jamal Charles, what was his score that one year?
He might have had something crazy. Yeah,
it was close to 50.
I can remember.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen anything in the 60s, so this may be the most, yes. At least that I can remember. And I think 60s you'd remember. So we'll remember this one. 58, Josh Allen. That's the one to beat. We'll put
Jamar Chase was 48 earlier this year.
So yeah.
Number two, still a pretty darn good performance. 40 fantasy points. I played against him. Good for me. Sam Darnold had 347 yards, 5 passing touchdowns. He did good. All right, moving on. Joe Burrow, Brandon's king. Joe Burrow, 29 fantasy points, 369 and 3. Yep, he's still doing it.
Yeah, it seems like we talk about this guy every time in this segment of the show. For some reason, yeah, he ended up on my team. I'm not sure how or why or how he got dropped by somebody, but here he is leading me to glory.
Just look at the game log and you'll see why he ended up on your team. And then you just got lucky.
I wanted to go and look back and see, like, everybody had a chance to pick him up, right? Like, you probably dropped him.
No, I dropped him and you
waiver period.
No. I dropped him.
You picked up somebody else.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. 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 It was a normal thing.
He's available for everybody. So like, I don't know if I was the only one to put an offer in on him like later in the week or whatever, but like it could have been anybody, right?
It could have been anybody. Yeah.
It wasn't really that bad. I mean, week 3, 29, week 4, 20, week 5, 41, and then I think 15, 16, 13, and then you dropped him. But definitely better than any quarterback I've played this year.
Say 15, 16, 13, like not terrible, right? Like that's not killing you.
It was killing me. And I was like, maybe it's going to be like this
softly.
Because I'm like, if Joe, like those times, it was like, if Joe Burrow had scored another, 5 point, like I wanted him to get me at least 20, and I was losing like pretty close games, I feel like. And so I was tired of him because he had like a couple of big games, but at the beginning he had like some slow ones. And then towards the end, he had some slow ones. And I'm like, this guy's killing me. I got to do better. And Baker was up there scoring a bunch too, but he had like more consistency. Joe Burrow, I thought, was going to be like a lot of peaks and valleys. And so I'm like, I don't want to deal with that. And that's why I decided to drop him. And after I dropped him, it was all peaks, and it has been. He hasn't hit a valley since. And it's the opposite for Baker. I picked up Baker thinking he'll be at 20 points plus every week, and he's like 2 for 2, like two where it's like 5 points and 8 points or something, and then two that are like higher, like 20 and whatever. So it wasn't great.
And the thing about Burrow this week too is he shouldn't have got to that point total when Dallas blocks that punt, right? And then that idiot just like touches it. Like Dallas probably should have got the ball. They kick a field goal to end it and it's over and they win.
Yeah.
But then we add on another 60 passing yards, a 40-yard touchdown to Chase. So he got a lot late, but again, a dumb play by Dallas that they certainly took advantage of.
Number four, Tua Tagovailoa, 28 fantasy points, 331 yards, 2 touchdowns. Yeah, he's been sneakily pretty good these past 4 weeks or so. So maybe I'll pick him up next. Jared Goff, number 5, 26 fantasy points, along with Brock Purdy, 26 fantasy points. Then you got Matthew Stafford, 25, Jalen Hurts, 23, all guys you would, and then, hey, Baker Mayfield, 20 points. He did hit your 20 point mark. There you go. You got him. Let me ask you guys something. Who should I play at quarterback this week? Because clearly I can't make a right decision, so maybe you guys can.
Who do you have now?
I have Kyler, I have CJ Stroud, and I have Caleb Williams. But I can pick somebody else up. I got 3 quarterbacks, and they all are not doing well for me.
You should play Bo Nix.
Oh, Bo Nix. All right, there we go.
I don't know who they're playing.
I'm trying to pull up your matchups real quick. Hold on, let me find your team here. Okay, so this week we have Caleb Williams is at Minnesota. We have CJ Stroud against Miami, and then Kyler Murray is against New England, and all your quarterbacks are at home too. So Caleb at Minnesota, Stroud home against Miami, Kyler home against New England.
I would say Kyler. Of those options, I would go with Kyler.
I mean,
I
could pick up Tua playing Houston, you know? I could pick up Stafford, Brock Purdy, Russell Wilson.
Who's Stafford
Aaron
playing?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, do that again. That worked out for you.
Stafford's playing the Bills, so maybe not. Although, I don't know, they got 44 points.
The Bills are like constantly in a shootout, so like.
Well, no, Stafford just played the Bills. That was the game he went crazy in.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because I'm looking at the. You're right. I'm looking at the last week's right here. I'm not sure who Stafford plays next week.
They play the Niners on Thursday.
There you go. That's not so. But who the hell knows at this point? Yeah. I can't. But anyway, if you guys want to.
Kyler. I think it's Kyler.
To help me out, just Fantasy Fools Pod on X and let me know who you want me to start at quarterback.
Bryce Young.
This game kind of doesn't really mean much to me. Maybe it'll be
against the Cowboys
position, but I'm in the loser bracket no matter what. All right, let's move on to wide receivers for week 14. Number 1, Jordan Addison. 32 fantasy points, 133 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He was killing it. They scored 42 points.
Alseo, how was he for this week for you? How did he do for you?
He did really great on my bench. I left him on my bench because I knew I wouldn't need him. You know, I was like, take a rest, buddy. I'm going to need you later. So I just left him on the bench. Got the win anyways, so... But I was worried because I didn't think I was going to get the win until that last drive by Cincinnati that we just talked about. But the win this week for me didn't really matter anymore. So I got to bench my good guys. I got to keep them fresh for the game in a couple of weeks, the big one.
I feel like Addison's been on a tear recently.
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
He's been like really good probably like the last month or so. Jefferson had, I think I saw Justin Jefferson hadn't scored a touchdown since like week 7 or something. He scored this week.
Yeah.
But Addison like seems like he's been the guy the last several weeks. And obviously we saw the huge game from Darnold and Jefferson or Addison. They had 3 touchdowns, which is crazy. So is he in your starting lineup moving forward, LSAO?
He is because Jalen Reed is not.
Oh, yeah. I think Jalen we're going to get to him probably.
Yeah. All right. I'll wait.
Yeah, we'll get to him. Well, number two, I think you played this guy, Ja'Marr Chase, 31 fantasy points. He was right behind him, 177 yards, two touchdowns. You played him, right?
I definitely played him. He's been my number one all season.
You know who was throwing to him is Joe Burrow. Puka Nacua, yeah. Number three.
Sorry, real quick on Ja'Marr Chase. He's been so dominant this year. He's at 225 points, number one wide receiver. Number two guy, Jefferson, 157. So we're talking, almost, I don't know, what's the math on that? Like 68 points behind. Like, that's a huge gap. Chase been an absolute monster this year. Could be, arguably the number one pick next year in fantasy draft. Certainly the number one wide receiver.
And then Puka Nacua, number three, 30 fantasy points, 162-1.
He's another guy that I would love to have down the stretch. He's getting a ton of targets. He makes incredible catches every week. He's kind of doing what Cooper Kupp did a couple years ago. He's clearly the number one in that offense. Super explosive. He's a fun guy to watch, fun guy to have on your team. He's a guy that I would look to score major points to close out the season here.
Number four, Justin Jefferson, 26 fantasy points, which means him and Addison together had 58, just as much as Josh Allen. 132 yards and two touchdowns for Justin Jefferson. Talked about him. He's great. Juwan Jennings, number five. Hey, a guy that I played. Wonderful. Still lost. 90 yards and two touchdowns. Juwan is the new Debo. Debo was on my bench and Juwan was in my lineup. That's how it is moving forward. And then Tyreek Hill, number six. 115 yards and a touchdown. Doing Tyreek Hill things.
Yeah, he's been good since Tua came back, right? He's a guy that we can now play. He was so bad for so long while Tua was out, but now a definite must start again, right where we expected Tyreek to be.
Talk about two more. Jalen McMillan from Tampa Bay was number eight here. Who is that? Well, he plays for Tampa Bay, 59 yards and two touchdowns. Is he worth a pickup?
I think they're using him as a slot guy, and that's what what's his hurt ass was
Godwin.
Playing.
Yeah.
Godwin. Just I already forgot. It's been so long. I already forgot him. I thought it was gonna. I thought that was gonna go all to like Caden Otten is what I was hoping. That's why I picked him up, and I'm like, oh, he's gonna get a lot of action, and no, it's not going to him for whatever reason. But now this guy out of nowhere just shows up and starts scoring a bunch. Good for that guy, but not good for anybody else.
Yeah, I think it was Otten to start as kind of the number two guy. He's the number one guy while Evans was out. And then once Evans came back, it seems like it's kind of transitioned back to McMillan. So Baker's throwing the ball enough to support two guys. I think just now it's definitely become McMillan over Kate Otten.
I want to talk about two more. So I'm going to keep going down the list here. Davante Adams scored 17 fantasy points, 109 yards and a touchdown. And since the bye, he's had 12 points and 17 points. And they're coming into two really nice matchups with Jacksonville and the Rams. So like having him on my team at this stretch. Who knows if they're going to shut him down, but I think they're just probably going to have fun, him and Aaron Rodgers there. And then the last guy, I dropped him this week, so that's why I want to talk about him. 17 fantasy points for Khalil Shakir. Before that, 3, 7, 5, 5. He had an 11, 6, 1, 0, 6. So dropped him, got 17 fantasy points. At least I wasn't playing against him. That's it for your wide receivers. Let's move on to running back. Zach Charbonnet, should have picked him up because I had Kenneth Walker, 31 fantasy points, 134 yards, two touchdowns, 59 yards receiving. He killed it. Brandon, you're glad you picked him up, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. He was a monster. Again, he's been really good the weeks that Ken Walker's been out. Weeks two and week three, 12 and 22 points in weeks that he started. Again, this week, 31 points, his biggest output. So, he's a must-start. Again, as we mentioned, Ken Walker's out. So, monster performance from Charbonnet, but not the first time we've seen that from him either.
Number two, Josh Jacobs, 24 fantasy points, 66 yards, and three touchdowns.
Who's, by the way, he's a top five. Aloseo. Yeah, he's a top five running back. I think he's number four currently. So
number three. Yeah.
Oh, three. Even better.
Yeah. Another guy that could have been on your team too. You could have had a really good team, right?
I did have a really good team, but I destroyed. I blew it up. I had such a good team this year that I was like, "Oh man, like I'm doing all right. I'm in a good spot." But they hadn't like exploded yet. You know, they were like obviously Burrow was in the middle of his funk. Jacobs was doing okay, but he hadn't like blown up, and so I was like, "Man, I should tweak this. Like I got a good team, but I got some pieces that I can move and make my team better." And I just shouldn't have messed with it because I started like getting my own head and was like, let me make it better and start trading away people to get better. And I actually got worse. So,
what's your lesson for next year? Like, what are you learning from this season?
That when I feel the most antsy, like, oh, I got to make a move. It probably means that I don't have to make a move. I was looking at my team and I was like, no, this is pretty good. This is pretty good. And I was thinking like, well, I got enough. And I had like depth too. I was like, if somebody gets hurt, I got this guy. Somebody gets hurt, I got, you know, especially my receivers. I had plenty of receivers. By the way, I forgot to mention last week when we were talking about my downfall, I also lost Rashi Rice, who was like a big one too. So I took that hit.
Oh, did you have him?
Yeah, I had him. So like right when I lost him, I was like, oh man, he was like one of the better, like I felt like he was my, because at the time, Jamar Chase hadn't, same thing. He was, it's kind of when he was kind of slow at the beginning. So Rashi Rice was really kind of the guy at the beginning. So I lost him. And then I made that awful trade with Missy where I gave her Josh Jacobs and Stephon Diggs, who ended up getting hurt like the next week or whatever. So it really ended up being a trade Jacobs for Neighbors, which didn't work out. And then I dropped Burrow, which obviously was a terrible choice. And so that's, so now I'm like, okay, I had a good team. Even with the injuries to Rashi Rice and Stephon Diggs, I would have been fine at receiver. Reed isn't doing great, but it's like, okay, well, I had my guys. It would have been fine. I could have picked up another guy or whatever. I would have been fine. But yeah, so next time I'm feeling comfortable, just don't mess with it. And I'm usually not a big, like, I'm usually not big on, like, I'll go for trades, but it's not like, I got to trade. And this year I felt like, oh, I got a lot of pieces that I'm not using on my bench. I could trade them and get way better. And nope, I just blew up my team for no reason.
I think I was the opposite. I think, you know, it's, I have all these big name players, so I got to keep them. I got to keep playing them. But no, I should have traded them. I should have traded them early. I should have got other people because they didn't do much for me. So yeah, take that with however you will, but you have to do something. So at least kudos to you for trying. I tried to trade quite a few times this season and no one wanted to trade. Yeah, there was a couple close ones, but
you could have had Jacobs, by the way.
Well, yeah, I think I was going to do that, but you pulled it and you gave it to Missy before I could
I couldn't wait, man. I was in a hurry to get bad.
Yeah. How come you guys didn't send me any trade offers? I didn't see one offer from you.
You didn't have anybody I wanted. I looked and I was like, no, I was like, your team's going down. You got nothing like that I need.
My team sucked and I had to like rebuild it on the waiver wire. That's
yeah. And you did good. Burrow, you did good because you picked up Burrow, Chase Bucky Brown, Irving, Chase Bucky Brown. Irving. Yeah. Like you basically, yeah. That's the only reason Charbonnet, yeah, like all those pickups. Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
And it's funny because at the draft, I was like, I think you're in trouble, dude. I don't think you're getting. And then you're like, nah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Good. Yeah, yeah. But again, it goes to show there's like a million ways to build a team, right? Like you got to have a decent draft. You got to be able to pick guys up. You got to make a trade here or there. Like there's so many ways to kind of roster manage.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Isaiah Garendo, we talked about him, 24 fantasy points. He did great for you, 78 yards, 2 touchdowns. Rashad White, talked about him also, 90 yards and a touchdown, 22 fantasy points. And then Kyren Williams, 21, number 5 right there, 87 yards, 2 touchdowns. Tight ends, week 14. George Kittle at the top yet again, 16 fantasy points, 151 yards, 0 touchdowns, just had all the yards. Juwan Johnson came in number 2. We'll talk about him later, 50 yards and a touchdown. Jonnu Smith, 44 and a touchdown. Pat Freiermuth, 48 yards and a touchdown. And David Njoku, number 5, 42 and a touchdown. So those were your tight ends of the week. Kicker, everyone wants to know. We had 3 kickers at the top. All 3 got you 16 fantasy points, and none of them were rostered in our league. Matthew Wright from Kansas City, Anders Carlson from the Jets, and Jason Sanders from Miami. Hopefully you have those guys and they helped you out. And let me get to defense here. There we go. San Francisco, number 1 defense of the week, 13 fantasy points. Jacksonville over Tennessee, number 2. There you have it. Those were the guys that were good. Now, for the other side.
Boo! You suck!
Like, you really do.
Oh, I thought that was somebody talking to you about pushing the buttons.
These guys were not so good. I told you he was going to score another touchdown. He sure did not. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, and I picked him up and I put him in my lineup. But I would have put Charbonnet in his spot. That's why I know I would have had 30 more points. He got you 1 fantasy point this week. Brock Bowers, my tight end, 4 fantasy points. They did not utilize him like they should have. Debo, 3 fantasy points. Kyle Pitts, 1. DK Metcalf, 4. AJ Brown, 4. If you want to talk about any of these guys, go ahead. Otherwise, I'm just going to.
AJ Brown has been a huge disappointment this year. Huge disappointment this year. I think he was my 2nd overall pick, my round 2 pick. And he the first game he did okay, and then he was out. I think he got hurt, and he was out for, I think, 3 games. And since he's been back, he hasn't really performed. I think he has 2 double-digit points, like 2 weeks with double-digit points since then, I think, maybe 3. So, like, for somebody that you're drafting as your number 1 or number 2 overall guy, like, he was such a huge disappointment this year.
Did you hear what he said this week, too?
No,
yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I forget exactly what the quote was, but he asked like what they need to improve on or something, and he was like the passing game, like basically like was calling out Hurts, and there's I don't know if there's some beef there or something, but basically yeah, calling him out and saying they need to get better. So I wouldn't be shocked to see him have like a really big game this week and kind of a just a bounce back. Like okay,
even the weird thing is that even with their other receiver out, he still didn't do any damage. I mean, I think Devontae Devontae Smith played this past week, but he was out. He's been out, and even then, AJ Brown hasn't really exploded, you know? So it's been weird. So I don't know. I guess it's like Barkley takes a lot of that stuff, but like still, it's like you run it and I don't know. They seem like pretty well balanced, but he's just not, you know, he's just not getting it done.
So, Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham made comments on a podcast about the relationship between Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown, that it's fractured. And then he ran it back and he said, I shouldn't have said that. It should be handled in-house or whatever. So there is something going on there because they used to be really, really good friends. So we'll see what pans out coming forward there. T. Higgins, 2 fantasy points. Here you go, LSAO. Jaden Reed, 0 fantasy points for you this week.
What a loser.
No comment. All right.
Okay, like, what can I say? We talked about him in the past. Like, he's been terrible. Like, I should have traded him away instead of Josh Jacobs, obviously. But, oh well.
But and it's been concerning. I think I'm looking at his numbers, too. Even the last 4 weeks, these are targets, not even, like, catches. 2, 3, 6, and 1 targets.
Yeah.
So 9, 10, 11, 12 in the last 4 games. So yeah, he just has not done a whole lot. Luckily, you know, last week he had 3 catches for 24 yards. 2 of them happened to go for touchdowns. But again, you want to chase volume and opportunity. And, you know, when you're getting 3 catches, that's not something you're putting in your lineup because you can't count on the 2 touchdowns coming. So
it's crazy because
disappointment recently
at the beginning of the season, he was getting all the targets. Like he was like one of him and like Tucker Kraft. I think that's where everything was going to. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, it just stopped. And I think the change happened when Love got hurt and he missed a game or two. And then when he came back, like the targets just never went back to Reed for whatever reason.
And that's also when Jacobs kind of started getting going too, right?
Yeah.
So they've focused more on the run game, it feels like too. So yeah, definitely a guy you can't have in your lineup if you're in the playoffs for sure.
James Cook, 2 fantasy points. Tyler Lockett, another goose egg. Travis Kelce, 4. Marvin Harrison, 4. Those guys did not do it for you this week. Hopefully they will next week, but pick your lineup wisely. A lot of you guys are in the playoffs, so good luck to y'all.
Thank you.
You're not in the playoffs this week. This week's
but in the playoffs.
All right, let's go into matchups. So before this past week, I was 30-30. Brandon was 30-30 as well. We were hitting that 500. And Eliseo was 34-26 in first place. Let's see what happened this past week 14. First matchup we picked was Green Bay at Detroit. Detroit was favored by 3.5 points. Brandon went with Green Bay against me and Eliseo, who picked Detroit. And Detroit won by 3 points, not 3.5.
So and they came back, right? Like, Detroit was up pretty big by a couple of touchdowns at least, and then Green Bay came back.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs, man.
What are you going to do?
Josh Jacobs. Game 2, Seattle at Arizona. Arizona by 3 points. You both picked Seattle, and I said, all right, I'll go against you and pick Arizona. That was a stupid move. Seattle destroyed Arizona 30-18. So you both get the point. Next game was Buffalo at the Rams. Buffalo by 4.5 points. Eliseo picked Buffalo. Me and Brandon picked the Rams. And the Rams beat Buffalo. Didn't only cover, but beat them 44-42. That was a high scoring game there. And then game 4, the Chargers at Kansas City. Was Kansas City going to finally do it? Were they going to cover the spread? The spread was 4 points for Kansas City. And we all said, hell no, they're not going to cover the spread. We're all picking the Chargers. And we were all correct. They lost. They won by 2 points, did not cover the
spread. Should have lost.
As usual. Last game was Cincinnati at Dallas. Cincinnati by 5.5 points. You both picked Cincinnati, and I said, okay, I'll go against you and pick Dallas. I think actually I went in the middle and picked Dallas. But Cincinnati won 27-20, and they covered. You both get the point, so it doesn't sound good for me. Let's see. Brandon was 5-0 this week.
Let's go.
Undefeated. Great job there. Eliseo, 3-2. Respectable. I was 2-3. So that means Eliseo is still in first, 37-28. Brandon, 35-30. Boom, right up there. And I am back under 500, 32-33. So let's change that right now. This week's games, here we go. Here's the first one. What's it going to be? Kansas City at Cleveland. Kansas City is 12-1. Cleveland is 3-10. 3-10. But Kansas City is only favored by 4.5 points. Can they cover over and under 44.5? Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go first, aren't I? Okay. This is the stupidest move ever, but This is the week. Kansas City is going to cover. I'm going to pick them. They're going to beat them by 4. I got to catch up, and I don't think you guys are going to pick them, which is the smart moves.
You or me?
You.
This is tough. This game, I feel like, is either like Kansas City by 20 or like Jameis comes out and goes crazy and wins by 20, right? It's like there's no like in between. I like Jameis. Let's go Cleveland. Why not? I'll take Cleveland.
Yeah, same. I'm like, Jameis is going to come out and throw three pick sixes and still be down by 3 points and or something.
Six
so,
touchdowns.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm taking Cleveland also.
Just, yeah, rooting against KC is way more fun.
I know. See, I knew you guys were going to do that. That's the only reason I picked them. I wanted to pick the upset.
Somebody
could actually win.
Somebody put a compilation of like the last drive of the Kansas City game this week. And it was basically all the penalties in the last drive, all their offensive penalties. Just to show you, it's like, this is the last drive to win the game, right? To like the field goal to win the game. And it was like that right guard who I hate, just because ever since the playoffs last year is when I first noticed, he's every play he's offsides, every play still to this day. And they just let it go. I think I saw them call offsides one time on him like a few weeks ago. But other than that, you watch him and it's so obvious that he's offsides all the time. So it started with that. So it was that. And then two separate holdings, like that should have been two holding calls. And then a low block, like a block, like, a, you know, whatever you call it, like when you block somebody at their knees or whatever, that was a low block. And then you hit the upright and bounced in. And that's how the Chiefs won the game. It's like a bunch of penalties and a bullshit kick. Anyways, yeah, let's go Cleveland.
Got to make that script interesting. Game number two, Buffalo at Detroit. Buffalo is 10-3. Detroit is 12-1. Detroit is favored by 2.5 points, over and under of 53.5. That's a big over under.
Yeah, this is a good game. It's a good week of games. There's like some fun matchups for sure. Yeah, definitely like both teams here. Again, I think Detroit has more to play for. Again, this is going to be high scoring. You mentioned the over under. We saw Buffalo give up, 44 to the Rams last week. I think Detroit's certainly going to score. Their defense is a little better than Buffalo. I'm going to take Detroit at home, trying to hang on to that number one seed in the NFC. Meanwhile, Buffalo, with that loss, they're two games behind KC. They're probably not going to be able to get that one seed. Not as much to play for. So give me Detroit at home, -2.5.
I was hoping you were going to take Buffalo because I'm taking Detroit also because of their defense. I think that's what makes the difference because, yeah, obviously both teams can score. We know that. They're both rolling right now. They're both doing great, but I think the difference is the Detroit defense. So I'm taking Detroit. Here's your chance, man. Jesse.
get another point back, Jesse.
I gotta catch up, right? Look, I mean, Josh Allen is Josh Allen. Is he going to score 58 points? Probably not, but he's going to score quite a bit, I'm sure. He's on a rampage, and he's going to continue. And look, I dropped Khalil Shakir. I don't know who I'm playing this week. I'm probably playing Missy, and she's probably going to play him against me, and he's probably going to get like 40 points. So I'm going to go ahead and pick Buffalo here, because why the hell not? Tampa Bay at the Chargers. Tampa Bay is 7-6. Chargers are 8-5. Chargers are favored by 3 points with a 45.5 over under. Eliseo, you can start this one off.
This is a close one. They're pretty evenly matched up teams. So I'm going to take the points. Give me Tampa.
To me. I mean, the Chargers did not look good without Ladd McConkey in there. I think he's still going to be kind of hurt. I think Baker can bake. I'm going to go with Tampa on this one also.
Oh, I love that. I was going with the Chargers, so yeah, definitely going to take the Chargers now, now that I can get a free point on both of you guys. So, no, this is a good game, like you said. I haven't seen a lot out of Tampa recently. They've struggled a little bit on games. They should probably be doing a lot better, close games the last couple of weeks. I'm going to take the Chargers here. I think they've looked really good. They're, trying to fight for a playoff spot. Defense is pretty solid. I think their offense bounces back at home against Tampa Bay, who doesn't have a good defense. So, yeah, happy to take the Chargers here, -3.
Next, we got Pittsburgh at Philadelphia. Pittsburgh 10-3. Philly 11-2, Philadelphia favored by 5 points, 42.5 over and under, one of the lowest of the week, I believe. To me?
Oh, you. Yeah, me. You.
I'm up. Dang it. I did not. Okay. Philly is good. Saquon is great. You can't mess with Jalen Hurts. Oh, man. Him and A.J. Brown are going to connect this week. I feel it. But Pittsburgh is really good also. Oh, man. Russ can cook. This is a tough one. I think I'm gonna take Pittsburgh just because of the points. I think it's going to be a close game. I think Philly might still win, but hopefully not by more than five.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Five seems like too many points. I'm going to take Pittsburgh in the points just because, again, I think Pittsburgh's a solid team. They're going to keep it close. 5 points just seems like it's about 2 points too high. So I'll take Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh is good, like way better than I thought they were going to be at the beginning of the season, especially with Russ. And their defense is good. But on offense, they're going to be missing a key player in Pickens. And that's really going to hurt them, I think. So even though they'll keep it close, I think that I'm happy to take Philly and steal a point from you guys on this one.
All right. And last game is Green Bay at Seattle. Green Bay is 9-4. Seattle is 8-5. Green Bay favored by 3 points. 45.5 over under. And Eliseo's favorite receiver, Jaden Reed. I don't know. I just had to throw that in there. go ahead, Brandon.
Okay. Yeah, I got thrown off by that one a little bit. Yeah, again, another good game. Two teams that are, you know, have winning records in the NFC, fighting for playoff positioning. So, again, I'll take the home dog. I'll take Seattle +3 at home. Again, I think this is a good game. Could go either way. So I'm going to take the points. Give me Seattle.
I was hoping you weren't going to do that. Yeah, I like Seattle at home too. I just think they have a little more pep in their step these days than Green Bay. There's something missing in Green Bay. Jacobs is doing great, but like as far as the offense as a whole, I think they're not really firing on all cylinders like they were earlier in the year. It'll still be good. It'll be close, but playing in Seattle, everybody knows is a huge deal. So give me Seattle.
I was going to pick Seattle here. Still might. But, I mean, with the points, it's the right thing to do, right? And I hate that Green Bay by three. It's if it was 2.5, I'd like it a little bit more. You know what? This could just be another week to show you that Josh Jacobs... here's what's going to happen. Okay.
0-5.
Here's what's going to happen. Kenneth Walker is going to be back and he's on my team. So he's not going to do anything, which is fine. This week, I don't need him to, but he won't. So he'll come back. He won't do anything. And Josh Jacobs will destroy it just to show you, LSAO, that what could have been. I'm speaking this.
I already know.
Existence.
I don't need Green to know Bay, anymore.
Green Bay by 7. There you go. I got to catch up or I got to get way, way far behind. One of the two. We'll see what happens next week. Make sure to follow along and see what happens. All right, let's hit it. You get your balls to the wall, balls to the wall. Balls to the wall, the segment where we pick the guys that are going to go off, that are going to go crazy, that are going to Josh Allen it up at 58 fantasy points or whatever we think they'll do. Last week, I picked somebody who is rostered quite a bit, but he hasn't done much all season, right? I said Deebo Samuel is going to make a difference this week. They're going to give him the ball. He's going to run more. He's going to catch passes. He's going to do it all. He's going to Deebo it up like he did last year. I said 72 yards and 2 touchdowns. He had 2 catches for 22 yards. And he did have 5 runs for 13 yards. That's all he did. Wah, we need a wah-wah.
Yeah, we do.
That's... So not quite balls to the wall. Brandon, you picked someone with the same name, Brandon Cooks. You said he's going to go 6 catches for 110 yards and a touchdown. He had 1 catch for 3 yards, but he had a touchdown. There you go.
It wasn't completely terrible, yeah.
And then Eliseo, you said Jawan Johnson is going to have 54 yards and 2 touchdowns. He had 4 catches for 50 yards. That's pretty close. And 1 touchdown. So
tell you what, if Carr didn't break his hand, he would have had his 2nd touchdown.
And you're 2 for 2 this year when picking Saints tight ends, right? You had a Foster Moreau call earlier this year. So
yeah,
I think we know where you should go the rest of the year. Yeah. You're the tight end whisperer for New Orleans.
And the sideline hurt.
Yeah, those are your things. Saints tight ends and old guys on the chain game.
That's why I'm the king of the fools, man.
I'm not going to start. Every time I start and I don't
I'll start.
And that's probably not the reason why, but why not switch it up?
Probably not. Yeah, probably not. All right, my guy this week is 54% rostered. He's well known. It's just that he's not on a great team. He got hurt for a while too, as he usually does. He's a veteran. So yeah, the last couple of weeks though, he's really shown up. The team kind of put it together a little bit. They've been playing pretty good. Still haven't been winning, I don't think.
I know who you're going to pick. He's your guy.
Well, not in the last couple of years, but yeah, he was one of the guys that
great white wide receivers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Mr. Adam Thielen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he's doing good. He's going to make it 3 in a row. Give me Adam Thielen for 104 yards and a touchdown. Keep it going against those Dallas Cowboys, man.
Oh, yeah.
Me or you?
Jesse, you should pick him up and start him.
All right. I'm going with the guy who's a wide receiver. He is 7% rostered. playing Atlanta this week, who gives up the 2nd most points to wide receivers. You know what? It's just going to happen because Aiden's not going to play. We're going to have the stash back, and Trey Tucker is going to get you 101 yards and a touchdown for that horrible Las Vegas Raiders team.
Wait. You said we're going to have the stash back? What do you mean?
Oh, is he out?
Yeah, dude. He broke his collarbone.
He's gone. He's gone. I forgot about that. We're going to have somebody there. We're going to have somebody there.
Desmond Ritter, I think, right?
There you go.
Yeah, I think it's Desmond Ritter. Yeah. And all right, you're going to stick with that?
He likes Trey Tucker, too. Yeah.
I totally forgot. This is how much I don't follow the Raiders anymore. I totally forgot that he broke his collarbone. I just thought they were switching back and forth because they didn't know who the hell could do better.
No, and by the way, O'Connell is way better than Minshew, I think. Both not great, but he's yeah.
All right, Brandon.
All right, I'm gonna do an all time first in balls deep, balls to the wall here. I'm gonna take this guy. He got some good run last week for the first time. What seems like all season, he's a backup running back on a team that likes to run the ball. We talked about Derek Carr being hurt this week, so God knows who's playing quarterback for the Saints. So I'm going to take running back Kendre Miller. He's going to go for 80 yards, 1 touchdown. And are you ready for it? In a balls deep first, 1 kick return touchdown also. 1 kick return touchdown, 80 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. Give me Kendre Miller.
Who? If that happens, that is pretty damn impressive.
Even if you just get that alone, if he gets that alone, I would be like,
yeah, he returned 1 kick this week. I'm going to fire him up. He's going to return a kick for a touchdown this week.
All right. You heard it here. Go to X. What am I trying to say?
We don't know.
Fantasy Fools Pod on X. Fantasy Fools Pod on X. Go there. Put in your balls to the wall. Who do you think is going to go crazy? Who do you think is going to get it done? And we'll see who wins the week. That's all I got. You guys ready for week 14? It doesn't really do much for any of us.
It's like a bye week for everyone.
Playoffs, yeah. Yeah. So, all you listeners out there, good luck in the fantasy playoffs. Hopefully you're doing well. Hopefully you're playing those guys that matter. And hopefully you all make it through to the next round.
They can't all make it through, right?
Maybe all of our listeners.
Maybe. Oh, maybe. Yeah.
It's not too many, except for Stubbs. Everybody but Stubbs. He won't make it through.
All right. Until then, don't be a fool.
Guys, I think we're actually... What wow. is going on?
What's happening?
We're actually getting worse.
There it is.
We're actually getting worse at this, especially Jesse.
This is the intro, right?
Yeah.